It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. On Thursdays, we read some of the letters we've received from listeners. This one is from Roger Bell of La Crosse, Indiana. He writes about congressional efforts to pass an airport security bill. Mr. Bell works at a medium security prison where the doors and gates are equipped with metal detectors and x-ray machines. He writes, despite all these precautions, contraband gets into our institution on a regular basis, everything from illegal drugs to large amounts of cash to tobacco, which is now banned in these politically correct times. Even scarier is the fact that offenders are able to smuggle shanks, crude but effective handmade knives, often through metal detectors. I suspect that prisons suffer from the same problems that plague airports. Correctional officers don't make a lot of money. We experience a high rate of turnover. My only reason for weighing in on this topic is to submit my humble opinion that as long as the people who are entrusted with something as vital as the security of our airports or our prisons are underpaid, it doesn't matter who pays them. Michael Duberstein writes from Tacoma Park, Maryland, about our interview last week with a military expert on weapons being used in Afghanistan. One sentence in that interview jumped out. He writes, as casual as he could be, your terrorism expert drops the news that what will happen next is some form of nuclear attack inside the United States. And the segment went merrily on from that. Great. Nothing for us unwashed masses who might want to know more about this certainty. Hey, is this something that might happen this weekend? Or does he or do you think it will be next week, next month, next year, next anything? What are we supposed to do when an expert drops that tidbit on us? Believe me, not even 9/11 has shaken me so much as that simple sentence today. Susan Panaro Egan writes to say she did not approve of our obituary for Melvin Burkhart, who performed in sideshows as the human blockhead. She writes, as any intelligent listener probably recalls, sideshows were banned because they finally were acknowledged to be inhumane and an inappropriate display of persons with congenital deformities and physical problems. Obviously, nailing spikes into one's nasal passages is not only dangerous, but totally insulting to one's sense of human dignity and self-worth. James Pennington of Odessa, Missouri, had a different view. While driving home last night, he writes, I heard your interview with the late Melvin Burkhart, the human blockhead. All was well until the moment Mr. Burkhart began to demonstrate how he was able to drive a large spike up his nose. The tink, tink, tink of his hammer triggered off sensations in my own head, pressure in my skull, a sense of cold steel inside my sinuses, the tang of iron in my mouth. Fortunately, I was able to steer with one hand while protecting my nose with the other. Write to us. Our email address is atc@npr.org. It helps us if you remember to include a daytime telephone number, the town where you live, and advice on pronouncing your name.